Joining us for our look at the energy markets is Steve Platt of Archer Financial Services in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon, Dave.
The big story for energies, I suppose, this week is that OPEC is meeting tomorrow, and who knows exactly what they may do.
Well, I think there is a general consensus that they're not going to do much. Saudi Arabia has been holding pretty much all the cards for quite some time. They've been unwilling to really restrain their production to any degree, I think for a couple different reasons. One, their own internal economics necessitates them coming up with the revenues. They don't want to lose market share. They also recognize that demand certainly is being affected by alternative sources of demand, which is in a price-rich environment certainly hurts the demand for crude. And also, I think certainly some other factors in terms of Iraq and the like all are contributing to them maintaining policy as is.
Well, then they wouldn't change production much, and would we anticipate futures to continue to move sideways as they've done since the last of October?
Well, I've been trying to maintain a kind of bearish attitude toward these markets as prices moved, up toward that 195 area. And, I'm becoming more and more actually bearish as time wears on. You look at some of the numbers in terms of production levels this year, you're looking at 90.7 million barrels being produced per day. That's up considerably from the 88.4 million barrels in 2011. With some of the changes in Iraq and given even with the problems with Iran and some of their production cutbacks, you're still producing crude oil. And price, as we've seen in the past in many markets, certainly prompts changes and adjustments that can have a longer-term impact.
Well, I know that we're in the bottom of this channel just above $84, and gee, if we were to break in on a settlement basis, we could see $78 oil. I mean, we gained $6 in one day back in June.
Yes, and certainly I think the potential is there to get down towards 78. It might not come quickly, but be in increments on the downside. But you're seeing a lot of weakness in terms of the gasoline, in terms of the cracks. I think all those factors certainly do point toward a lower market price. And I think we've come to get used to prices moving higher and have taken actions toward that aim. At this point, I'm a lot more conservative in terms of my hedging strategies and placing hedges, that the downside risk could be certainly more substantial than what we have on the upside.
A few seconds about natural gas before we let you go.
Well, the nat gas market has certainly been a big performer this year. I do think it does have a lot of potential in terms of filling in for crude oil in many applications, and we've seen that start to happen, and it will continue to happen on the power side as supply availability pretty much increases.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve Platt of Archer Financial Services in Chicago, Illinois.